Hi, Bob. Oh, we're live. Hey, good afternoon, good evening. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. It is not 5 a.m. here on the East Coast time, but it might be 5 a.m. somewhere else in the world. It's about 6:48 right now, and that was the sound of me getting my little notification. Hoping I find my phone before I get an actual phone call. It probably won't. Okay, buried. I should mute it. That's live. I brought it over here because I wanted to mute it, but I didn't. And there you go. Let's see. There's a little notification. See it? There you go. Kids are running apps on my phone. Anyway, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. This is our 426th episode. It's Saturday. It's in the evening, but things, you know, stuff happens. Had too much fun with my neighbors hanging out, talking about the world and where it's going, where it's not going. And but that's what we don't talk about. Well, that's fun with the neighbors, right? Take some time off, relax. It was a real rough PI week. I think everybody had a rough week this week. And what do we talk about here? We talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way so you can get home to your family and friends, enjoy their company, right? Have a life, enjoy, talk, socialize. And we're going to talk a little bit about that too. We got a couple little different topics. We're going to talk about two main topics. But we do this so that you bring value to the customer in a very relatively short time without wasting your time. Right? We don't want you working 60, 80 hours a week to get the product out the door. We want you to get it out effectively and affordably. And so you get home to your family and friends, like our mission statement says over there. And have a little fun, right? Got to have some fun. Try to do some Mentos experiments, little sprint experiments. Kids are sleeping right now, so that's why I'm on. There's no other wireless stuff going on right now in the bandwidth. Take advantage of it. So I don't know if we're going to do the Coke thing today or tomorrow. I got my little t-shirt for the museum because tomorrow I'm going to pick up the steam engine for our steam car that we're building that I posted on my site. Just sharing personal stuff. I'm going to do it very agile-like. Got to figure out how I want to do this. You know, building a vehicle in the agile world, or it's not going to be a scrum thing because we're not going to work it every day. It's more iterative in how we build it, deploy it. But I want to build out usable product that we can test and use and go as we go, right? So that's what I want to do. I want to do it in a very iterative fashion, which is also an agile technique. As long as you're building product for the customer, get feedback and do the loops and build product, right? Instead of just specs. So that's a little side note off to the tangents there. Let you know, I did get the fifth person today to volunteer for being a coachee. So kind of interesting. He saw the video that we posted Friday today, replied. So the person is from Washington State and here in the USA. So I got a little bit everywhere. I think we got down south, here local in Pennsylvania, Washington State, Ireland, and UK. So it's a good mix of time zones. Pardon me. Drink a little water here. It's live, but it should be drink water, right? I'm going to do that. Put the water off the side. So I'll put a note up, comments on posts from before just saying we got to all five. So that's cool. I'm going to see how that goes. And usually every 6 months, I ask for more or as people go off and do other more higher priority things that they would like to do or do that, then I love the shirt. Hey, we can buy. Oh, by the way, if you want to buy a shirt, they're $40. Go on the website. I can put a link up. You can donate $40. Tell me what shirt you want, and I got to put up a post up, and you can have one. So we'll ship it out to you. So that's what I have that. Because that's Edwin. He should be in his brunch right now. He's one of my coachees. By the way, if you didn't get that, but he's a good guy. He's working hard. He's becoming very agile in thought process and how he does stuff. Don't let that go to your head, Edwin. Anyway, so what I want to talk about I'm going to talk about PI confidence voting, which is something that happens at the end of a safe, we want to call it a product increment planning session. And I just got a tickle in my throat. It's not working too good. It's where everybody at the event gives a vote. Like one is really bad, up to five is really good, like a five. So they call it the fist of five. So and you do the confidence vote, you all do a fist of five. And you talk about whoever got less. Like if someone got a one, you really want to talk to that person, two, so on. And talk about that process. Some people think it doesn't add value. Why do you bother doing it? Because you create all these presentations and there's risks and you talk about stuff. Why do that fist of five? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a real life example of why you still do it. And then I'm going to talk about a couple new books. I did put them in. I got this Agile Coach book that I just got. I'm all excited to read. One of my other Agile coaches in my cohort recommended this book, especially with Rachel Davies, who's one of the writers, and then Liz Sidley. Rachel Davies is a big XP-type programming person, so it was interesting to read from a programming perspective what it's like for an Agile coach. So I'm curious on that one. Another one I got, this was from John Cotter, and this was a sense of urgency. This was something that my coach's coach had recommended to our group as a good book to read. So I got two new books to read, and I'll let you all know how it goes. I just introduced them, didn't I? Okay. Oh, well, I took care of the new book part a little bit early. So let's talk about the PA planning. So in PI planning, it's like a two-day event. You do a draft plan. Everybody talks about it. Look at dependencies. Look at risks. They debate it. They make sure everything's covered. Not taking on too much work. And then things like the plan you have for the next, usually a quarter, probably around six sprints, is not totally thought of, but is doable and is achievable. And you have so much of a confidence level. That's why they do the confidence vote at the end. And on the second day, you do a full final plan. Everybody talks about it. You talk about the risk. You get some feedback. You have a lot of conversation. Then the very end, you have a thing where you have everyone in the group does a voting. And they call it the fist. You know, they do a fist of five thing. We do a fist of five. You can do it any way you want. Yes or no, I guess. We do a fist of five. One is very low on the confidence. All the way up to five is I'm very confident with what we had planned. And it was interesting. Sometimes I wonder, and I even question it myself, what's the value of a fist of five? So you got hundreds, because my things, we have hundreds of people in this thing. It's not like a simple hundred. It's hundreds of people. Usually 8 to 10 teams on a train or however you want to do it. And I was in one. I was supporting it, and I was sitting there, and I was listening to it. I will listen to, and one of my teams was one of the ones that had the issue. It was funny. So I'm listening to my team that I'm coaching on that train, a different organization, and provide them just here and there coaching, just helping them along as they have questions. And so they went through, they did the risk, did everything. It wasn't until the fifth of five that there was a comment and a question in the survey that they had a concern. And I really respect the person brought it up. The person brought it up. There was a long conversation that happened after that. That conversation never happened through all the risk stuff, all the 2 days worth of bringing up to management. It wasn't until that confidence voting when everybody was there and they brought up that issue that the management team actually took an action. And they spent some quality time discussing the vote and what the comment was. And it's funny. It's not like they get a lot of comments, because what's one thing I was telling people, like we were talking about yesterday, don't waste a lot of time designing the surveys, doing all this stuff. It's very simple. One, you don't like it at all. Five, you really like it and you're good to go. And then you leave a space for comments. And a lot of times you spend a lot, like there's no ones and twos. Okay, you go through that. Threes, you kind of want to say, well, you know, why are we threes? Can you all? And it's kind of hard in a virtual environment because you can have multiple people talking. When you're a face-to-face environment and you say, okay, anybody got a one? Okay, what is your concern? You can have this conversation. In the virtual environment, you can only have one person talk at a time. I know some places that say, oh, we'll have everybody talk. It doesn't work on Zoom nor WebEx nor teleconference. You can only have one person talk at a time or it just dies. So you got to go through each person that has a vote. So we spent a lot of time, like I said, on this comment and another comment. We spent a good half hour discussing the issue. That half hour was not talked about any other time. So the Fist of Five is a last minute effort or last opportunity for the teams, the people on the teams to voice their concern. And it really worked out well. I was so impressed. One, I know who the person was. I'm emailed after that. Hey, great job on the comment and everything. And I also emailed they had an agile coach that I know. Actually, it turned out was the guy who taught me SAFe way back when, which is funny. I'm like, I know your voice. And I saw him. I said, hey, it was one of my SAFe instructors. And then the RTs. So he was managing that activity. And they really got down and talked about it. And they got action items and management promise, you know, they would do a better job in doing so and so. So it was really a valuable discussion. So even though in the end, maybe, you know, like I had another, and then I did my PI last week. You know, I think we had a total of, out of hundreds of people, seriously hundreds of people, we had 6 comments on the plan. And we spent some good time talking about the comments. We made sure the comments are done and people chimed in, whether or not it was old comment or issue. But there were some really good managers that really want to address because actually, see, here's the thing. People took time to write the comments in, right, to speak their voice. Good managers, good leaders recognize that and say, wait a minute. They actually took time to write a comment we didn't talk about before, and there's still a concern. Let's address that concern, maybe get an action plan, what we're going to do. And there was a couple of things that came up with an action plan where the leaders were going to meet on a weekly basis. So I just want to say, it may not look like this confidence votes really get you any value, but all you need is one or two in there, and they save that whole team to help them deliver what they need to do. So there is some value out, but you don't spend a lot of time on it. It's supposed to be a short thing. It's not a long, drawn-out process, but it's good to have. It's a last catch. And if there's any comments or anything in that survey we talked about, we just do a survey, vote 1 through 5, and then you put a little comment if there's anything clarification, like if you have a 1, 2, or 3 or something, or anything you want to comment, go ahead and comment. So I wanted to share that with you all because some people are like, oh, poo-poo on the Fist of Five. Because I even say some of my old coaches were like, why do we even do it? Wait a minute. Let's do it. We want to keep it alive. And we go through a couple of questions and make sure we address them. So it was a good thing. So even though you only get a couple of questions, maybe 5, 6 out of a couple hundred people, those 5, 6 questions could save that team and your organization from a lot of headache later. So thumbs up on the confidence voting. Highly recommend it. Don't spend a lot of time. Make it real simple. Do a survey or something. If you're in the virtual world, get their feedback on and just, you know, hit the ones that are 1s and 2s. See whoever got a 1 or 2. See how you issue. You can put names on there. You can do it in a Zoom chat or a chat channel, whatever, however you want to do it. But it's worth it. I would even recommend a Slack channel. You can do like 1 through 5 if you wanted to, real quick. And everybody just click, put an emoji next to the 1, 2, 3, or 5, 3, 4, or 5. And then you get the data. And then you know exactly who picked on it because you can click on the emoji. And then you go, hey, Greg, why'd you put a 1? Yeah, right. So I just want to share that with you as an experience. And that's what I have for today. It's actually almost 14 minutes into the show. So that's what I got. All right. Thumbs up. Please give us a like if you like us. Share with your friends. Again, we save this on YouTube, and we put it up there because you don't always get to see it at 5 a.m. morning in different times. And I wish you all the best, and have a good weekend. And enjoy your friends and coworkers. All right, take care. See you. Oh, and don't forget, ring the little bell because sometimes on the weekends I go at different times, and you might be around when we do this. All right, take care. See you later, Edwin. Have a good day. Good luck at your brunch. And take care, all. Bye. See ya.